Center on UWSP to a crowd of around 200 people. He said the Harris-Walz campaign believes all Americans deserve to have a chance at a good life.
If you work hard, you don't just barely skate by, you get a chance to get ahead. Doesn't matter if you're a red state, doesn't matter if you're a blue state, doesn't matter if you're a big city, if you're a small town, everybody in this country should get a shot to succeed. That's what she's talking about.
Governor Walz encouraged everyone to get out and vote on Tuesday.
We're going to get the chance over the next 24 hours to shape this planet for generations to come in a positive way, in a way that unifies us, in a way that believes in our neighbors, in contrast to the darkness and the madness that is being put on the other side.
Polls are open today from 7 a.m. till 8 p.m. Be sure to bring a photo ID to your polling place. If you're not registered, you can still do so same day at the polls. Head to civicmedia.us/vote for links to voter information. November's DOT Law of the Month highlights Wisconsin's Move Over Law. The Move Over Law is a reminder for drivers to brake for roadside workers. It's our responsibility to protect those who work on the side of the road. This provides a safety zone for law enforcement, emergency responders, and maintenance vehicles stopped alongside the road with their emergency lights on. Over the past 5 years, 60 emergency responders were struck and injured by a vehicle while working on the side of the road in Wisconsin. The Central Wisconsin Cultural Center in Wisconsin Rapids has their Holiday Gifts and Art Fair opening night this Thursday. It's free admission on November 7th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers make a trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL trade deadline was today, and the Packers send Preston Smith to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a 7th-round pick. The Steelers will also pick up the tab on Smith's salary. The veteran linebacker, who's had his role reduced this season in Green Bay, turns 32 later this month. College basketball, the Wisconsin men's basketball team opened up their season last night with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross in Madison. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he's determined who his starting five are going to be.
That was my main message to him tonight. As we go on this journey over the next five and a half months, we have to be together because it's going to be different people on different nights. Who starts, in my mind, I've never talked about it or made a big deal of who is starting. Everybody knows they need to be ready.
NBA, the Bucks battled but let it slip away in the final minute, losing in Cleveland 116-114. The Bucks host the Utah Jazz on Thursday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers wrap up this evening, cloudy overnight, and a low in the low 40s. And more clouds around for tomorrow, a high near 50. Sun's back for Thursday, high low 50s. Continued warming into Friday with sunshine, a high in the mid 50s, then rain returns later Saturday and Sunday. It's 55 right now.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save!
The energy.
What's he gonna do? He shoots and he scores!
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the vote totals, give you updates, and have our news team from around the state join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Mmm,
That sound. The tape has popped into the deck and we are ready to roll. Welcome to Unlabeled. Time to take a listen down memory lane like your 90s mixtape is playing in your headphones. In the next hour, we're jamming the Tape 13, a true mixtape featuring Radiohead, Folk Impression, and Marcy Playground. We kick things off with the Smashing Pumpkins' Cherub Rock from 1993's Siamese Dream. This is the last song written for the album, actually. And on a cool note, the song was performed in a standard tuning with an E octave played at the 7th fret, a technique which the band used on other songs such as Drown and Starletta. Corgan described this as the pumpkin chord, saying, "We basically stole this from Jimi Hendrix, but Hendrix probably stole it from Wes Montgomery." The prominent effect on the solo was achieved by recording the guitar solo in two different tapes, which were then run simultaneously with the speed of one tape slightly altered. It's kind of cool. See if you can check that out in the Smashing Pumpkins' Cherub Rock right here on WFHR's Unlabeled. We'll be right back. I dig that one. The grooves, the vibe, Sleater-Kinney, get up. The band's name actually derives from Sleater-Kinney Road in Lacey, Washington, where they're from. Coming up, we're hanging out with the Lemonheads, Marcy Playground, Blur, and Matthew Sweet. Now, one of the more iconic bands of the 90s, really the closest we came to having a Pink Floyd, the layers, the depth that this band went to. Lead singer of the band Radiohead, Tom York, said that this song arose from a melody he had no idea what to do with, and that it was attending a Jeff Buckley show, and Jeff in particular, who gave him the confidence to sing this in falsetto. From 1995's The Bends, here's Radiohead with Fake Plastic Trees, on Unlabeled here at WFHR.
Green plastic watering can for a fake Chinese rubber plant and a fake plastic girl. What you bought from a rubber man. Time for the rubber bands to get rid of itself. It wears around. It wears around. It wears around.
Could be who you wanted. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th. At Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make.
With special guest, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Hey, hey, hey.
Rosalie, Rosalia, Rosalie, Rosalia, Rosalie, Rosalia, Rosalia, Rosalie, Rosalia, Rosalie, Rosalia, Rosalie, Rosalia, Rosalie, Rosalia, Rosalie, Rosalia.
From 1995, Better Than Ezra, Rosalia. During a show in Alberta, Kevin Griffin explained to the audience that while living for a short time in Santa Fe, New Mexico, he had a job waiting tables at the Pink Adobe restaurant. The restaurant's owner was a woman named Rosalia Murphy, and he wrote the song as a tribute to her. That's kind of cool. Still tracks to come from Blur and Matthew Sweet. Here now, another song from 95, a track made popular from the cult classic movie Kids. Here's Folk Impression, Natural One. Here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR's Unlabeled.
Hanging around.
town by myself, and I've had too much caffeine, and I was thinking about myself, and then there she was, in platform double suede, yeah, there she was, like disco lemonade. I smell sex and candy hair. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Take it. Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Take it. Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this must be my dream.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. One thing that's not a top headline for this election is our national park system, but conservationists wish it got more attention. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The National Parks Action Fund scorecard tallies the voting records for U.S. House members on bills about park funding, endangered species, and oil and gas development in and around parks. In Wisconsin's delegation, all six Republican House members got failing grades on the scorecard, and the two Democrats got A's. Kristen Brangle with the National Parks Action Fund says they're not trying to pick on members of Congress, but they hope the scrutiny will help change some votes moving forward.
This is just part of our value system. Do we love these places? Do we want to take care of them? Do we want to make sure they have adequate park rangers in them? And this vote is just a direct way to tell whether or not your member of Congress cares about the future of our national parks.
Overall, Brangle says more House members got Fs than As because last year the House voted to cut funding for national parks by 13%.
Patience will be the word of the day when it comes to waiting for votes to be counted. Lisa Hale has more.
It will take as long as it takes. That's what Wisconsin's chief elections official Megan Wolf said when it comes to getting the ballots counted tonight.
Knowing that we were going to have a high number of absentees this year and looking to provide efficiencies to their counting process. But, you know, they're never going to sacrifice making sure that they get it right, that they follow the law for speed. And so it'll take as long as it takes to make sure that every eligible vote is counted and counted accurately.
Some polling locations started counting absentee ballots as soon as the polls opened this morning. Others won't be able to start until the polls close at 8 tonight. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment feed, I'm Pete Schwabba. Martha Stewart might be dealing with a hangover due to her displeasure with her biopic Martha on Netflix. While promoting her new cookbook during an appearance on a game show similar to Family Feud, she took a shot at Ryan Reynolds. When asked which actors she would like to hang out with in real life, she listed George Clooney, her pal Snoop Dogg, and Brad Pitt, but made a point to say Ryan Reynolds is not funny in real life, adding that he is very serious. She also acknowledged her comments might not go over so well since the two are neighbors in real life. Despite the final season of Succession bringing Kieran Culkin his first Golden Globe Award, the actor has still not seen the series finale. In a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Culkin said he missed it because he was in Poland filming a movie and then went right to a vacation with his family. The actor told Colbert he knows what happens, but just sort of missed his chance. If only there was a way he could still watch it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You more news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers wrap up this evening, cloudy overnight, and a low in the low 40s. And more clouds around for tomorrow, a high near 50. Sun's back for Thursday, high low 50s. Continued warming into Friday with sunshine, a high in the mid 50s, then rain returns later Saturday and Sunday. It's 55 right now.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He is a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy, one of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish. Oh, you got an update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams. Composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Take a sentimental journey with the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Thursday, November 7th, the Arts Council of Southwood County presents the direct continuation of Glenn Miller's original orchestra. Experience top-tier musicians and vocalists performing such classics as Fool's Rush In and Tuxedo Junction. The Glenn Miller Orchestra at the PAC in Wisconsin Rapids, Thursday, November 7th. More information at SavorTheArts.com. The Arts Council. Cool vibes, hot entertainment.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up. Went to bed early, and Christmas morning, my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will discuss election results. We will discuss whether or not we have election results. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. The type of memories that turn your bones to glass. Turn your bones to glass. Mother came rushing in. She said we didn't see a thing. We said we didn't see a thing. And father left at 8, nearly splintering the gate. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. The type of memories that turn your bones to glass. Turn turn your bones to glass. And though you were just a little squirrel, you understood every word. And in this way, they gave you clarity, a cold-blooded clarity, cold-blooded old time. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Now how can I stand and laugh with the man who redefined your body? How can I stand and laugh with the man who redefined your body? In those cold-blooded old times, cold-blooded old times, cold-blooded old times.
Beetlebum, she's Such an interesting, moody track right there from the 97 self-titled album Blur with Beetlebum. That song features Beatles-influenced music and a mood that lead singer and songwriter of Blur and future lead singer and songwriter of the Gorillaz, Damon Albarn, described as sleepy and sexy. Despite the fears of the song's uncommercial nature, the single actually debuted at number one on the UK singles chart, becoming Blur's second track to top the charts. We've come to the end of the tape. Thank you very much to everyone for listening and spreading the word of the show. This show on social media and everything. We greatly appreciate you. You all out there are so appreciated. We leave you with a good one. Don't often get to use this word to describe a track, but a lovely track, a sweet track, you might say, from Matthew Sweet. Here is This Moment. Be good to each other, everyone. We'll talk to you sooner than later, right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR's Unlabeled.
I listen to the rain outside the door.
catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The right-wing nut pastor named Joel Webbin.
What God's word says is be quiet.
I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed.
Hashtag me too. All you have to do is publicly execute a few women who have lied.
What? Let's dissuade women from reporting rapes by putting them to death.
Only a few women. Preferably the really loud ones.
With hey, makeup. Do I rate?
You absolutely, I was going to get there.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how.